What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled Sharmuta Walks into Starbucks with Nothing On But a Sweater and Black Panties. So, as you guys know, I usually go to a Starbucks or a local coffee shop to work on Metwali web services. This is why I'm not making many videos as I used to, because I am super duper busy with MWS. For those of you guys who don't know, I've opened up the MGTOW TV infrastructure where now we can host websites for other people. We started out selling VPNs, which TFM has been shilling, and he's been doing very well commission-wise. And now we are focusing more on web hosting, where we host our website for you guys, and I've been super duper busy with that. Our hosting packages, they begin at like $3.99 a month if you buy for a year. TFM has been shilling the developer package, which is really good if you're like a small business, if you're like a restaurant, you know, if you're like a small business or you're a developer, you know what you're doing. The developer package for $69, that's a whole year, plus you get a free .com or .net domain. That's actually been selling well. And the good thing about Metwali web services, guys, is that I focus on quality and not quantity. So I'm not looking to provide, you know, web hosting for millions of people. I'm very happy having just a couple hundred people. And what I do is I provide you guys with services such as free consultation, stuff like that. A good friend of mine owns a very popular restaurant in Southern California. I was actually working on his website earlier today. So my job, guys, is to actually help you guys succeed in what you want. I'm not looking at saying, oh, I got 5,000 people, a million people using my platform. I'd rather see a couple hundred people succeed than anything else. So if you guys are interested in getting a website up and running for your business or a blog, you know, maybe you guys have no idea how to get a website going and you just need some information, DM me here on MGTOW TV and we can take it from there. But MWS, guys, yeah, we are actually a legit web hosting company, kind of like GoDaddy, stuff like that. We use WHM, we use cPanel. So if you guys know anything about what I'm talking about, you know that we are on a professional path. We're actually hosting websites for TFM, and we were under attack a couple of days ago. Somebody tried to remotely hack our server, but we took care of it, you know, thank God, and now we're back bigger, stronger, smarter, better than before. So yeah, MWS is a legit web hosting company. We sell VPN. We're also adding new stuff to our lineup. Every couple of weeks we're adding new stuff. Eventually we're gonna add VPS. So a lot of exciting stuff coming at MWS. So if you guys are interested in web hosting, anything like that, let me know in the DM section or in the comment sections. Anyway, so going back to the point of this video, Sharmuta walks into Starbucks wearing nothing but a sweater and black panties. So this was a young girl. I'd probably say either a little bit under 20 or a little bit over 20, but probably around 20 years old. Blonde, blue-eyed. Yes, she was decent looking. So she walks into Starbucks casually, you know, orders a drink, picks up a drink, walks off, and you know, nobody was batting an eye. You know, the people who work there, you know, they didn't bat an eye. The guys who were sitting at Starbucks, they didn't bat an eye. I didn't even bat an eye. I mean, my first glimpse was like, is this girl wearing, you know how girls who do ballerina, they wear, you know, stuff under their panties? I was like, is this girl a ballerina? Then I was like, no, she ain't a ballerina. This bitch is literally wearing panties in Starbucks with nothing underneath. And I found that to be, well, no, I'm going to take it back. As much as it was kind of shocking to see a bitch walk into Starbucks, casually pick up drinks, and wearing nothing but panties and a sweater. You guys remember when I told you, like, a while back, eventually women are going to walk around naked? Yeah, we're getting there, guys. We're getting there. Women are walking around pretty much naked. Here on MGTOW TV, you see it all the time, where Doug K opens, not opens, but uploads videos of women, like, walking around naked, stuff like that. Yeah, we're here, guys. Women are walking around literally naked nowadays, and I'm gonna tell you why. You see, Amaranth made $57 million off of OnlyFans, and a lot of women are looking at her and they're saying, hey, I'm hot too, so I can make $57 million a month or a year or whatever, right? Here's what you guys need to understand. Like Islam told us, women are intellectually deficient, okay? You see, I'm good with computers. Am I gonna be the next Jeff Bezos? Probably not, okay? Now, women, on the other hand, they look at other women and they say, oh, I'm hot too, so I can have Chad like she has. I can be making $57 million a year like she is. This is how women think, okay, guys? Women do not have the capability of being able to actually think things through. They just don't have... God, you guys need to understand, man. God did not give woman the capability to think, nor to actually have morals. Women are inherently amoral, and they're intellectually deficient. This is what Islam taught us 1400+ years ago, okay? The whole point of the patriarchy was to keep women from becoming the way they are today. So, what's happening with a lot of these women out there, guys, is that they want to become OnlyFans model. Even Black Pigeon just wrote a, uploaded a video like half an hour ago, where these women, they want to go viral on TikTok, and then they, all of a sudden, they get like thousands or tens of thousands of viewers, and then they send them over to their OnlyFans page. This is what every girl out there wants to do, guys. Let me say this, okay? Every girl out there under the age of 25, she wants to be an OnlyFans model, okay? Let me say that one more time so you all can be absolutely clear, okay? Every girl out there under the age of 25 wants to be an OnlyFans model. They don't want a boyfriend. They don't want a husband. They want an OnlyFans model. Now, you guys remember when I was in Cancun a couple of years ago, I told you I met this OnlyFans model. She was half white, half Indian. So she looked exotic in a good way. She was kind of tall, Australian, you know. And she had a beta male Australian boyfriend with her. And she was telling me that she's able to travel all over the world thanks to her OnlyFans page, you know. So she has her beta male boyfriend with her who takes pictures of her. And she's telling me that when she travels to these exotic locations, she hooks up with dudes, has sex with them. And obviously her beta male boyfriend is videotaping the whole damn thing. She actually wanted to do that with me. But I'm like, nah, that's just too much degeneracy for me. Okay, so imagine a world, guys. You guys gotta think about it from a woman's perspective. Again, women are intellectually and morally deficient, okay, guys? So think about it from a woman's perspective, okay? I can go viral on TikTok. I can have people go to my OnlyFans page and boom, shaka-laka-laka-laka, I get to become a millionaire like Amaranth. I can be traveling the world, having sex with all these random good-looking dudes in exotic locations like this fucking Australian whore in Cancun a couple of years ago, guys. You guys need to understand something about women, man. As long as women have access to money and a support network, they don't want families, okay, guys? Okay? See, I knew this when I started driving cab in LA. When I started driving cab in LA, this was before OnlyFans. This was before TikTok, before Uber, before Tinder. This was like 2009. I've learned when I was driving cab as early as 2009, if a woman had access to a man's wallet and that man went on an extended business trip and never ever came back, that would actually be the best thing ever for her, okay? So all these women out there, guys, they don't want you. If they're DTF, if they're down to fuck, they're gonna get shit from Tinder, or in the case of that Australian girl, she's gonna go to some like pub and find a hot dude like myself to Nagasaki, Hiroshima her pussy, even though I was like, no, I'm not doing that shit on camera, bitch. That's just too freaky deaky for me, okay? This is what you guys out there need to understand. Women don't want relationships. Get this through your mind, okay? The only reason women have had relationships and families in the past is because that was the only way for them to survive. Today, guys, women don't need a relationship to survive. All they need is money and a support network, okay? That support network can be nephews and nieces, you know, people who can take care of her in her old age. You look at Oprah Winfrey, okay? Oprah Winfrey can pay for the best health care up until the day she dies, okay? So Oprah Winfrey genuinely does not need a man, okay? She doesn't need a man, okay? For every truly successful woman like Oprah Winfrey, or a woman that actually has money and has a support network, there's 50 women out there, guys, who ain't got shit. This is why we are seeing more and more women walking around naked, guys. These women are walking around naked. They're doing all this crazy stuff because they want to go viral. Again, imagine if this girl is walking around naked in Starbucks, you know, and she does a viral, maybe one of her friends is like outside taking a video of her, you know, saying, oh, look, this girl is walking naked in Starbucks, you know, here's her fucking OnlyFans page, you know. Imagine if that video goes viral and all of a sudden she has 1,000 dudes at her OnlyFans page paying $9.99 a month. Imagine you're an 18-year-old girl, you're an ancient bitch, and all of a sudden you're making $10,000 a month because of some viral video of you, you know, walking around pretty much in your panties in Starbucks, and now you got 1,000 Sims paying, you know, $10, okay? So, you guys have got to understand, man, that the problem here is not Chad, it's not Tyrone, okay? The problem here are the beta male sims, okay? Sorry about that, guys. My piece of shit phone overheated, so I had to switch it out for another phone that does not overheat. At least it doesn't overheat that quick. So, going back to what I was talking to before the video ran out on us, the problem is not Chad, it's not Tyrone. The problem are beta males, sims, soy boys, or what I refer to as GIs, which stands for genetically inferior, okay? It's the genetically inferior males out there who empower, encourage, and allow women to be the way they are. Even Stardust made a video today about Amaranth, saying the guys out there who try to, you know, talk to her, because supposedly the vast majority of the $57 million she made were guys trying to talk to her, like guys sending her messages like, hey baby, how you doing? Hey baby, I love you, you know, stuff like that. Even Stardust himself said these guys need mental help. What you guys need to understand is that if it wasn't for Western civilization, the vast majority of males out there, they would not be alive, okay? First of all, they would not even be in this world because their fathers would have been way too pathetic to find a woman to actually procreate with. And secondly, even if these genetically inferior males made it into this world, they would have been killed by a squirrel, and a retarded squirrel at that. But in today's world, you know, these guys, these beta males, these soy boys, these effeminate men, they are not only surviving, but they're thriving because the system needs people like that, okay? When I walk into Chipotle or Starbucks, you know, these guys, these effeminate dudes, they're wearing the mask. It's like, dude, there is no mask mandate. This is fucking Florida. It's like fucking 70 degrees out there, dude. Why the fuck you wearing a mask for? But this just goes to show you guys that it's the beta males, it's the soy boys that corporate America wants, because these guys are effectively women, just without the drama, and they have muscle to them, okay? So from a corporate perspective, yeah, soy boys are perfect, you know? Like women, they're not gonna argue. Like women, they're gonna accept whatever terms you give them. But unlike women, they're not gonna be drama oriented. Unlike women, they're gonna have, you know, muscle. Unlike women, they're gonna have some sort of testosterone, so they can handle stress a little bit better and a little bit longer than a woman can. So yeah, effeminate men for corporate America are freaking perfect. Yeah. But it's these same effeminate men out there who allow women to be the way they are. Think about it from this perspective, right? Think about it from an effeminate man's perspective. I'm a weak, pathetic beta male. Look, man, unless you're like flat out gay, ain't no dude out there with a fucking dick gonna be like, yeah, I don't like women. No. Unless you're fucking gay, you're gonna like women. So, okay, you have an effeminate dude. He's working with hot woman. Now, these hot women, they want to have nothing to do with this faggot tranny. They really don't, okay? So think about it from an effeminate guy's perspective. I am physically dysgenic. I am physically repulsive. I'm weak. I'm pathetic. I'm androgynous. You can't tell what my sex is because I'm so genetically inferior. I'm surrounded by this beautiful woman at Chipotle, at Starbucks, yet I can't interact with any of them because they don't want me. So yeah, you're gonna go online and you're gonna try to have a relationship with Amaranth or whatever dirty Sharmuta is out there. At the end of the day, guys, you cannot be upset at beta males. You can't. You can only be upset at Western civilization for allowing these beta males to survive and thrive. Okay, at the end of the day, I'm not mad at the Sharmuta. At the end of the day, I'm not upset at the GI, the genetically inferior soy boy. At the end of the day, guys, it's all modern Western civilization's fault. Okay, this is why modern Western civilization has got to go. Now, what's going to happen? Is the Scamorona vaccine going to kill off all the beta males? Is there going to be such a brutal war or collapse of society where it's going to be the survival of the fittest? I don't know. All I know is, guys, until beta males are exterminated, things with women will only get worse. You guys gotta understand this really good, man. Women don't want relationships. They don't want family, okay? I know there's baby rabies and stuff like that, but you gotta understand, these young women out there, these women under the age of 25, they do not have a motherly instinct. These women under the age of 25, they literally live in a virtual world, okay? Their entire world is virtual, okay? And today when I was sitting at Starbucks after this, you know, fucking Sharmuta walks in, I see a bunch of young girls. They got this oofy doofy beta male. You know, this is how it works, man. You got these hot girls out there. They're gonna get some oofy doofy beta male. He's gonna be their dancing monkey. And that's their attention right there. This is what you guys need to understand. Women genuinely don't need men for anything. And if they're DTF, they got Chad from Tinder. Or if they want, they can go to the local pub, find a hot dude and be like, hey, big boy, my place or yours. And that's it. Wham, bam, Thank you, ma'am. That's it. 15 minutes, half an hour of sex. She's good, okay? So from a sexual perspective, guys, women are good, okay? They got Chad from Tinder, or they can go to the local pub and find themselves a guy who makes a pussy with and just take that dude home and that's it. Sexually, they're gratified, okay? They don't want children. They don't want family, okay? This girl who walked into fucking Starbucks pretty much naked, you know, wearing panties, she doesn't want a family, okay? She just wants that money so she can travel the world, live on her own. Again, that half Indian, half white girl I met in Cancun a couple of years ago, that bitch is living the life. She's traveling all over the world. You know, she's fucking all these fucking Chads. She's living the life. I know a lot of guys out there, they say, oh, well, when she becomes post-wall, you know, no. As long as a bitch has money, and as long as she has a support network to take care of her when she's old, that's it. That's all she wants, guys. She doesn't want anything other than that. This is what a lot of you guys out there have got to understand. Women, modern women, are not looking for relationships, okay? And if they're looking for a relationship, you better be Giga Chad, multi-billionaire Chris Gray, or fucking that guy from the movie 50 Shades of Grey, whatever his name is. That's what they're looking for, dudes. They're not looking for average guys, okay? Like Rollo Tomasi said, women hate average guys so much that they're willing to go $120,000 in debt, get a useless university degree, work a job they hate, all to avoid average dudes, okay? If you are not a top tier dude, you have no idea how much the average woman out there hates your guts. So, point that I'm trying to get across to you guys out there is that if you want your dick to be touched, you gotta be a Giga Chad, guys. You gotta be a Giga Chad. You gotta be at the right place, right time. Enough alcohol is inside of her. You meet her minimal thresh looks, and you know, she's intoxicated enough, and you happen to be right there. You know, she's vibing with you. You're gonna get her pussy. Trust and believe, it's only gonna be a one night stand, dudes. Don't try to turn her into a girlfriend. They don't want that, guys. Women want situationships, okay? They love dealing with different men. At the end of the day, you guys need to understand the war bride theory, okay? Throughout human history, women had to jump from cock to cock for survival, okay? This is how God created them. Don't get upset at me. Take it up with God on Judgment Day, okay? But at the end of the day, guys, because of the war bride theory, women can jump from dude to dude. I mean, a woman can handle multiple dudes in one day. She can handle hundreds of dudes on fucking social media. There's nothing special about you. There's nothing special about me, okay, guys? This is what you guys need to understand, okay? When a woman has a one-night stand with you or with me, hey, cool, I got this dude. I don't wanna go back to this dude again. I want another dude, okay? I want the new shine. I did a video about this, God knows how many years ago. Women want the shiny new cock. Women don't want the same cock. They want a shiny new cock. I mean, think about it, guys. Would you want to sleep with the same woman every day? If you had the option, you'd be sleeping with different women every day. But you don't have that option. You guys gotta think from a woman's perspective, man. I have so many men in my DMs. It's like, if you had all these women in your DMs, they all wanted to sleep with you, would you want to be with that one special woman? Absolutely not. This is why I'm telling you guys, I can't be upset at woman. I am genuinely not upset at woman, because I'd be doing the same thing too if I had all that options. Again, morals mean nothing to women, okay? These women who are popping their pussy on Instagram, OnlyFans, they don't care if that's going to disqualify them from getting a good job. They don't care if that disqualifies them from getting a good man. They genuinely don't care about that. At this point, guys, it's all about Hayat al-Dunya. It's all about the glitz and glamour of this world. That's all these sharmutas out there want. If that means a bitch has to walk into Starbucks with a sweater and panties on, she's gonna do it, man. She's gonna do it for the gram. She's gonna bust it wide open for the gram. And there's nothing you guys can do about it. There's nothing that I can do about it. That's just how women are today. And it all goes back to the beta male. Like Red Pill Married on MGTOW TV said, they want dudes for their meat. You know, money, energy, attention, time. That's all these dirty sharmutas out there want. As long as they got attention, as long as they got money, and as long as they have a support network that's gonna take care of them, they're good, guys. They are genuinely good. They don't need anything from you. They don't need anything from me. They don't need anything from anybody else. They're just happy living that lifestyle. Yes, if this continues, the human race might go extinct. But again, women don't care. Like the Prophet Muhammad said, women are intellectually and morally deficient. They genuinely don't care. They don't care about their race. They don't care about their religion. They don't care about their tribe. They don't care about mankind. They don't care about anybody or anything but themselves, okay? If that means, you know, the human race has to go extinct, so be it. If that means, you know, she's gonna have bastard children who are gonna grow up to be murderers and terrorists and sharmutas and dirty whores, so be it. They genuinely don't care. This is what you guys need to understand. The whole point of the patriarchy was to keep women from becoming fully satanic. Women have been team Satan since Eve. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad said, if it wasn't for Eve, women would not betray their men. So from Eve until the last woman ever created, they're all on team Satan. Patriarchy just kept women from going full satanic, you know. I know what God's doing, guys. God is saying to all you people out there who are like, oh yeah, look at Islam, look at the Taliban, look at how they treat their women and shit like that, you know. Oh, so God was like, oh, okay, you want to give women freedom, you want to give them liberations, you want to give them rights, okay, cool, dude, enjoy. This is exactly what's happening. God is simply laughing at us right now because we thought that, you know, the patriarchy was a bad thing. So God has given us, you know, this is what the Christians say, be careful of what you wish for because you just might get it. Western civilization wished that their women could be independent, liberated, and all that nice stuff. Well, you guys got exactly what you wished for. So here we are, dudes. Here we are, and it ain't gonna get better. You beta males, you soy boys, you simps out there, I did a video telling you, you're actually better off dead than alive. Because these women out there, outside of pay to play, these women are not gonna touch your dick. And even at that, guys, even at that, here's what's really sad. Even with pay to play out there, even the women that do pay to play, even they are saying, hey, we want good looking guys, okay? They're not busting it wide open for people like Coach Pitchpill anymore, okay, guys? Even the fucking sharmutas and streetwalkers nowadays actually have fucking standards, okay? So those days of, well, I'm just gonna get me a prostitute, nah. There are prostitutes out there who are just gonna reject you because you're just, first of all, there's way too many dudes out there doing pay to play. Secondly, if you're fugly, there's 5-6 other dudes who are better looking than you, who are gonna take your place right now, right here. Not to mention, guys, thanks to that degenerate passport bro, Austin Hallman, with more and more black people traveling the world. So not only are women able to make more money, but they're actually able to select the type of men they want. And in some places like Latin America, because they have so many black people going there, they just kill black people. It's actually better for the Colombians to kill a black person, drain his bank account, steal his smartphone, because the police ain't gonna do shit, you know? And not only that, the police is actually, the police probably would be in on it. If anything, the police is gonna be like, one nigger down, God knows how many more niggers we have to kill, you know? That's just what's going through the brains of these Latin American police officers, okay? So, yeah, at the end of the day, guys, beta males, soy boys, genetically inferior males, those are the problem. You know, I'm going to get Botox here, guys, eventually, get rid of these curves. I'm going to get Botox, and my doctor in Merida said, you know, Botox only lasts like 4 months, but he can do like fillers. So he told me, get the Botox first, and then a couple of weeks later, come over, and I'll be able to fill this out for you. That way, you get to have none of this for about, you know, a good year and a half, you know. So looks maxing, guys, that's where it's at. Looks maxing is the key for you to get laid nowadays, okay? Anything short of being a hot dude who makes that pussy wet, right place, right time, enough alcohol is involved, you know, she's horny, you happen to be right there. Anything outside of that, guys, you're just gonna be a beta box deluxe to some charmuta, man. Incel TV did this amazing video yesterday. Some guy got with Richard Cooper, and he was telling him, my wife, you know, we've been married for 2 years. She disrespects me. You know, the guy is an oofy doofy. He's making like $90,000, aerospace engineer. He's like 27 years old. I mean, this guy can probably easily make $100,000+ by the age of 30. So, of course, a woman is with him because of money. But see, that's the thing you guys need to understand. You know, even if a bitch can be with you for a couple of years and then divorce rape you, if a woman is with you because of money, solely because of money, she's gonna hate you for it, okay? And the guy, even though he was an oofy doofy, he wasn't exactly a bad looking dude, you know? Yeah, granted, he was a ginger, granted, he had glasses. You know, he wasn't like, ugh. You know, he wasn't Coach Bitchpill by any stretch of the imagination. But that's the thing that I want you guys out there to understand. If a woman dubs you as money, if she pegs you as money, it's over. I know that I have personal experiences. You guys know I was married to a hojabi in Egypt. To her, I was money. So I enlisted in a month, I hopped on a plane, came back to America, served her divorce papers, because I knew there is no way you can make that relationship work. This is what I want every guy out there to understand. I don't care how alpha you think you are, I don't care how decent looking you think you are, the minute a woman says, this is money, this is my US citizenship, this is my meal ticket, second a woman says, this is money, that's it, the relationship is over, guys, it's over. She's gonna disrespect you, she's gonna hate you, because in her brain, she's like, when am I gonna get my payout? When am I gonna get my payout? I wanna get my payout so I can go back to the streets, you know? So outside of being a hot dude, outside of having alcohol involved, outside of being at the right place, right time, outside of having a one-night stand, relationships are not gonna work anymore, guys, okay? You need to understand that, okay? Even the decent woman, well, there is no such thing as decent woman, but even the woman out there who are not gonna bust it wide open for the gram, they don't wanna get married, you know? At our mosque, tons of women, single woman, decent looking single woman, they don't wanna get married. They just don't, you know? A friend of mine, he's in the Virginia area, he's telling me the same thing. Not only that, he's also telling me that these hojabis are sleeping with black dudes because, the black dude is not gonna run in the Muslim circle. So a lot of these women out there who might be in your masjid, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, praise Jesus, you know, some thug from the club might be blowing out her back. You know, you never know, guys. And again, it all goes back to the fact that as long as a woman has access to money and a support network, she's good. She is good. Guys, women are not going to regret anything. They're not going to regret OnlyFans. They're not going to... The only time a woman would regret OnlyFans is if she didn't make it on OnlyFans and she got herself a BetaBucks Deluxe and he found out that she was an OnlyFans model and he's like, yeah, no. That's when the only time she's gonna regret doing OnlyFans. But if she makes it big on OnlyFans, best thing ever. Okay, guys? So, the point of this video that I'm trying to get across to you, which I think I got across to you, is that until genetically inferior males are exterminated, things will only get worse. That's number one. Number two, outside of wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, whether it's pay to play or you're at a pub, she's drunk, you meet her minimum looks threshold and you decide to have a one night stand, anything outside of that, you're gonna be a BetaBucks Deluxe to some sharmuta. Or of course you can marry a woman who's so fugly that not even a dog will look at her, which a lot of Muslims do that. And a lot of these Muslim dudes, they cheat on their wives. Their wife actually knows that they cheat on them, and that's because they're so ugly. So they're like, well, you know, I don't care if he goes to Colombia, cheats on me, and comes back. As long as I have access to his money, that's really all I care about. That's a sad and pathetic type of life. So at the end of the day, guys, your best bet in this current world order, guys, is looks max. Looks max, put yourself in the right place, right time, you know, have some money where you don't have to be working. See what I'm doing, guys? I'm doing the opposite of ain't shit niggers, you know? I'm gonna be making a video about that later on. Ain't shit niggers, what they do is that they spend their 20s, riding the car, you know, they spend their 20s, you know, fucking all these women. And then when they get into their 30s, you know, they begin to lose chad status. They really have nothing to show for it. So what I'm doing the reverse of that. I would much rather be a dude in his 40s who can looks max, you know, surgery max, face max, you know, maybe look 10 years younger. I'd rather be in my 40s with money coming in while I sleep, and I can just go out a month or two at a time and travel the world and fuck hot bitches. You know, I'd much rather be in that position than be in a position where I have to work a freaking 9-to-5 job just to survive. So at the end of the day, guys, you gotta be an ain't shit nigger to get women. That's what they want, okay? So you can either be an ancient nigger in your 20s and have nothing to show for it once you get into your 30s or 40s, or you can do what I do, which is, you know, try to build up something so when you're like 45 like me, you know, you can actually have something to show for it, and that will allow you to like live comfortably a couple of months at a time, where you don't have to worry about money and you can travel the world and you can fuck hot bitches. Again, this is why I'm doing Metwali Web Services, because Metwali Web Service, guys, MWS is basically a warehouse, okay? Think about the server as a warehouse, okay? The server is my warehouse, okay? And I charge you guys rent to have websites on my server, okay? So let's say I get 1,000 clients, right? And let's say the average client is paying $6 a month, okay? That's $6,000, you know? Yeah, of course, you know, the team I have, I'm paying people, I'm paying licensing, I'm paying, because, you know, the server I have is at the data center. Obviously, I'm not going to host my server outside of my house, you know? I'm going to have it in a data center that's well protected and what have you. So out of that So let's say I got 1,000 clients. They're all, the average is $6. Again, some hosting packages are cheaper, some are more, but let's say they're paying me $1,000. I got 1,000 clients, they're paying me $6 each. That's $6,000 a month coming into my bank account. Out of that $6,000, take away probably $2,000. I'm left with $4,000. Guys, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. If I'm making $2,000 a month, I'm good. I'm good. I can live like a fucking king in Colombia. I can live like a fucking king in Ukraine with $2,000 a month, you know? So you guys out there watching this video, man, you guys need to put yourself in a place where you can make money while you sleep. If any of you guys out there are interested in becoming web developers, doing this for other people, another option I have over at Mitwali Web Services, that's an option we have right now, but because, you know, we just started out and we don't have that many people, you know, but if you guys are interested in it, is that we have a reseller web hosting. Pretty much how a reseller web hosting is that you will build your client infrastructure onto our infrastructure, but you're going to turn around and you're going to sell it to your client as if you own it. So let's say you're a web developer and you have clients where you can be like, hey man, for $100 a month, I'm going to take care of your website. I'm going to provide you some SEO, whatever, right? Let's say you have 10 clients and you're charging them $100, $200 a month, right? You can actually pay us like $20 a month to host the websites and everything, but you turn around and you sell them the website for like $200 a month. So you charge them $200 a month. You know, you give us like $20, and guess what? That $180 difference, that goes into your pocket. So you can be making money while you sleep as a web developer offering your services to people. This is why I never offered my services as a coder. You know, as a software engineer, as a coder, I never offered my services to other people because I'm going to be working to make somebody else rich. This is why I'd rather make myself rich, okay? I'd rather make myself rich by focusing my computer skills on me. But when it comes to web hosting, yeah, when you bring your website to me, I'm making money while I sleep. For example, you know, you guys out there who are paying me $4.95 for a VPN, at the end, that's like $2, okay? $2 comes into my pocket. So I'm making $2 while I'm sleeping. As long as the infrastructure is up and running, it's working well, which we take care of on a daily basis. I have a team for that. We're good, you know? So this is what everybody watching this video needs to fucking understand. This is what you guys out there need to fucking understand, is that you need FU money. You know, I'm actually doing DoorDash, you know, this is now my side hustle. And the good thing about DoorDash, guys, is that, first of all, it allows me to sit outside, make these videos for you guys. I got my cup of coffee over here. By the way, guys, this, if you go to Starbucks with this, you can actually have this as your reusable mug. So you'll get 25 points for this, you know, 25 stars. So 300 stars, you get like free food, which is what I do. You know, when I flew to Europe a couple of months ago, guys, I took Norse Airways and you have to pay extra for food. But I actually had like 3,000 reward points with Starbucks. So I just went, before I left, I just went to Starbucks in the morning. I bought like 5 sandwiches from them and I took them with me on the plane. I didn't even pay for them because thanks to this, you know. So you get 25 reward points for this, and for every 300 points you have, I was gonna show you my Starbucks. I have like 1800 no I have 1900 reward points now, because I spent like 2000 a couple of months ago when I went to Europe. But the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys out there is that You need to be able to make money while you sleep, okay? Because the future is gonna be living overseas. For example, I don't mind opening a restaurant in Ukraine. Look, I already said this to a couple of other friends of mine here in MGTOW. You know, opening a restaurant in Ukraine, it's not gonna be profitable, but at the same time, it's gonna give us access to women, okay? So this is what you guys out there need to understand. There is no future in America, okay? It's over. It's over in the West, okay? There's no future for you guys here in America, okay? Here, you can make your money here. You can go work, become a truck driver, make your money as a truck driver. You can do DoorDash like I do, you know. Fortunately for me, the stuff I'm doing with DoorDash is simple. Like, for example, I'm saving up for a VPN server, you know. I'm going to buy a kick-ass server. It's going to cost me like $2,500. Yeah, I can do that with DoorDash, you know. But some of you guys out there will have to go out, work, drive a truck, you know, make $40,000-$50,000, and then go to Ukraine or go to Colombia, open up a small restaurant over there. You guys got to understand, man, you got to get the fuck out of the West. So you have two options, okay? Option number one, the easy option, is become a truck driver, make a shitload of money, and then invest that in a business overseas. Or you do what I do, use your brain, something that's, you know, because here's the thing, you know, for me to offer web hosting, pretty much what I was doing for MGTOW TV, I could turn it around and offer it for web hosting. So this doesn't cost me that much. Yeah, sure, I'm paying an extra couple of $100 a month to contractors who take care of MWS, not to mention I have to buy like licensing for WHM and stuff like that. But for an additional couple of $100, I now have a business that's bringing me in, you know, almost $1,000 a month. And that pays for MGTOW TV. As you guys know, I never ever made money off of MGTOW TV, you know. So now, thanks to Mitwali Whip Services, I'm actually paying off MGTOW TV. So now when I come out and I do DoorDash, this is pretty much pure profit in my pocket, which I can then use to face max. I can either use to travel. I can either use to expand the business, which in my case, I'm saving up for, again, a VPS, a kick-ass server for a VPS. Whatever the case is, guys, you need to look smacks. You need to have your own motherfucking business and overseas, because the future is going to be overseas. Here in America, guys, you know, if you have rental property here in America, that's cool, okay? If you have an online business like I do here in America, that's cool. But ultimately, you're going to have roots overseas. America is just, the women here are just way too gone. They're not going to come back, dudes. These women are not going to come back. Like I mentioned in this video, dudes, okay, they either don't want a relationship, okay? American women don't want relationships. They genuinely don't. They don't want relationships, okay? Even LFA did a video about this, and I already made a video response to LFA about this. Even the decent woman, they don't want a relationship because, hey, I want to sit in my bed today wearing my PJs, order DoorDash, and eat ice cream, and not have to have somebody in the bed with me taking the covers or telling me, nah, babe, I don't want to watch this fucking rom-com. I want to watch, you know, Seinfeld or some dumb shit like that. So even at that, the women are like, hey, I can have a man on demand. I told you guys, it's actually easier for a woman to order Tinder, Chad from Tinder, than it is for her to order DoorDash. Because if she orders DoorDash, let's say, you know, I'm at Cold Stone Creamery, okay? This is a popular plaza, okay? Cold Stone Creamery is literally 50 feet in front of me, okay? A lot of women order from there, okay? Let's say a bitch orders Cold Stone Creamery, you know, she's gonna spend her night in her PJs watching a rom-com, right? I'm gonna take Cold Stone Creamery, I'm gonna leave it outside her door, take a picture of it, and then when I hit confirm, it's gonna send her a text message saying, hey bitch, your food is outside waiting for you. Here's a picture of your food outside. Well, guess what? She'll have to take her ass outside to get the fucking food. Now, Chad from Tinder, on the other hand, she can leave the door unlocked. Chad will walk on in, get on top of her. 15-20 minutes later, he walks out the door, locks the door, you know, as he's walking out. I've actually did that before, guys, believe it or not. That's just how it is, dudes. This is what women genuinely want. I mean, imagine that from a woman's perspective. It's movie night tonight. I'm gonna wait for the DoorDash guy to bring my fucking food. All I have to do is like open the door, go like this, and you know, 2 feet later, I'm back inside the house. And if I'm DTF, if I'm horny, I just get Chad to come to my place. You know, he'll just walk right in, get on top of me. 15-20 minutes later, he walks himself out, locks the door behind him. Guys, today, this current world order we are in, this is the perfect time for women. This is the greatest time for women. Again, as long as she has money, as long as she has access to a network of caretakers, whether it's nephews, nieces, or if she's like, fuck you rich, like Oprah Winfrey, she can pay for that shit. They're good. This is what I want every guy out there to understand. Unless she is so fucking ugly that not even a dog will look at her, in which case you don't even want her yourself, okay? Women don't want relationships. They don't want relationships. They don't want children. Let me tell you something, guys. Let me tell you something, you know. At the masjid where I go, there are plenty of women who have sisters, you know. Her ugly sister would actually have a beta male husband and she'll have ugly children. And the good-looking sister, she doesn't want anything because she knows that her nephews and nieces eventually will look after her in her old age. So she's good, dude. She's good, you know. And as far as we know, she can have Tyrone, you know, from the thug in the club or some guy off of Tinder going to her place and putting a nuclear bomb in her vagina. That's what a lot of these Muslim women out there are doing, dude. So you guys out there gotta understand, man, if a woman has things going her way, she doesn't want relationships. She doesn't want relationships. She doesn't want children, okay? You guys gotta understand that and you gotta accept that, okay? The only way things will change is if modern Western civilization gets thrown back into the Stone Ages. This is the only way things will change. So like I said, best case scenario, the Scamarona vaccine kills off the beta males. Worst case scenario, nuclear war, total collapse of civilization. You know, we're in a Mad Max era. I don't know what God has in plan, but at this point, guys, yeah, we're doing the boogie woogie. We're doing the electric slide in the end zone when it comes to it's time for destruction. And the thing is, you know, every nation that was destroyed by God, they were destroyed by God at the height of their wickedness, okay? Not down here, but up here. Once you get to this level, that's when God says, okay, time for you to go, motherfuckers. So God's wrath is quick. God's wrath is very, very severe, you know. When a lot of people say when God says his wrath is quick, they think, well, I do something bad now, therefore the wrath is going to be like 2 seconds later. No, 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 no. See, when God says my wrath is quick, what he's really saying is once you reach that level of wickedness, my wrath will be like this, you know. So imagine nuclear bombs go off. If nuclear bombs go off, we'd be back in the Stone Ages within, what, 10 minutes maybe? So that just shows you how fast God's punishment is. So at the end of the day, guys, this is why you gotta be like me. Look at Colombia, look at Ukraine, you know, look at some countries that you can go to if things are gonna get really bad here in America. This is what everybody here needs to be doing. So at the end of the day, guys, women generally don't want relationships, okay? And the only ones who do want them are the ones who are so ugly that not even a dog will look at. So you guys gotta accept the way things are, dudes. You really gotta accept the way things are. Again, Islam tells us a man is gonna walk past a grave, look at the grave and say to the occupant of that grave, "Wish I was in there in your place." This is how bad things will be for average dudes, for Chad, for Tyrone, for guys like me who are getting their money right, getting the fuck out of the West and fucking hot bitches. This is a great time for me, Amr Mitwali. I love this time. This time, it's as if God created me to be part of this world, okay? So if you are depressed, if you are saddened, then one of two things: either you are a genetically inferior male who wasn't supposed to live, or you need some sort of adjustment. And again, that adjustment is going to come in the form of looks, max, okay? As long as you're not Yogi Ops short or Coach Pitchbell fugly, you'll be fine, okay, guys? So looks, max, money, max, and go overseas, okay? And again, you're probably not gonna, even overseas, you're probably not gonna find a woman who wants a long-term relationship, unless, you know, she's not that attractive herself. But at least you can probably have a harem of women that you just fuck and just keep. I know it's degenerate, but again, this is what women want, okay, guys? So my goal, guys, is to get Mitwali Web Services up to a place where I'm making at least $2,000 a month. And then at that point, I'll be just going between Colombia and Ukraine. I mean, Colombia is only $200 away. Ukraine is only $500 away. I know some of you guys out there saying, "Amr, aren't you worried that you might get Coach Redpilled?" I know Coach Redpilled died in custody in Kiev. Coach Redpill, you know, big differences between me and Coach Redpill. First of all, Coach Redpill, he was far more popular than I am. Secondly, he was, you know, uploading pretty much every day. He was in Kharkov, which is a very, very dangerous place. He did this in the beginning of the war. So there's a lot of things Coach Redpill did wrong, okay? So, you know, I'm not doing that shit. So again, I had no problems in Ukraine. I went in and out of Ukraine. I had absolutely no problem. Let's see if I can show you anything. No, yeah, I know Coach Bitchpill is probably talking shit about me on the internet, saying, "Oh yeah, Amr Mitwali probably was Coach Redpilled, and these videos are probably old videos." I'm gonna show you, okay? This is a receipt of stuff I bought for my car, because as you guys know, my car is a piece of shit. Okay, look at the date, guys. The date is like 2 days ago, okay? So obviously I'm in America, you know, this is my Benz, you know, my fucking rod is over there. So I'm back in America, so Coach Bitchpill can get on the internet and say, "Oh yeah, Amr Mitwali, he's a Coach Redpilled in Ukraine." No, I'm back in America, motherfucker. So in conclusion, guys, until we get Nagasaki, Hiroshima back to the Stone Age, your best bet, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. Or if you're Coach Bitchpill, traps. All right, guys, I'm going to see you in the next video. Peace.